point of the show where we honor our heroes. Here at home, we made the ultimate sacrifice. On this day, we have three for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Chief of Police Robert Earl Pierce, Irwin Borough Police Department of Pennsylvania, 1957 on this day, was struck and killed by a vehicle while lighting a red kerosene warning lantern at a construction zone at the intersection of Pennsylvania Avenue and Cedar Street. Patrol Officer Lewis C. Hipley, Harrisburg Bureau of Police, 1916, was shot and killed while attempting to arrest two men on 5th and Market Streets at 1:15 in the morning. One of the suspects broke free, firing two shots at Officer Hipley, striking him in the wrist and in the heart. Suspects fled, but one of them was apprehended by a Pennsylvania Railroad patrolman 5 blocks away. And policeman George A. Jackson, Philadelphia Police Department, in 1887, was killed when he was struck in the head by a cobblestone thrown by two men at the intersection of York Street and Beach Street. At 9 p.m., policeman Jackson was attacked by a group of men when he attempted to arrest a subject for causing a disturbance and refusing to leave the area. The men kicked him and threw the cobblestone at him, killing him. And those are three for our area. I also want to recognize one of our local heroes, and this is coming from the Scranton Police Department's Facebook page. On Friday, June 20th, Officer Dupree responded to a report of a woman in labor at her residence. She was the first to arrive at the scene, followed shortly by members of the Scranton Fire Department. Officer Dupree and Scranton Fire Department personnel assisted with the delivery of the newborn and cared for the baby until Pennsylvania ambulance arrived. Later, Officer Dupree visited the hospital to check on both the mother and child. The Scranton Police Department extends its heartfelt congratulations to the new mother and the birth of her baby. We wish them both a happy and healthy, prosperous life together. From wrangling decorative rattlesnakes to helping delivering babies, the Scranton Police Department handles it all. Great job, Officer Dupree and the Scranton Fire Department. And there's some great pictures of Officer Dupree there with the chief and some other in the course of her duties. So congratulations to Officer Dupree. You are a shining star of our community, and we are lucky to have you. And I'm sure this mom and new baby is glad you were there. It's quite an experience. Through my tenure, I've delivered three babies when I was a police officer. And it's something else. Scary as hell the first time. And then thankfully I had my son, so I saw that from the doctors, the professionals doing it. But we are taught that when we get our medical training in the police academy. So it's a great feeling when you actually, you know, help bring life into the world rather than see the nasty side of it time and time again.